How do you, paranormal people? Welcome back to the Ghost Encounters podcast show. And we've got a full team in tonight. How is everybody? Everybody okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Right, now I'm a bit wakened up.
Wakened up. We've just all done a meditation.
Yeah.
That's what you need, not dedication, meditation. Faye's just smashing the room up. Haribo.
Sweet turn.
Talking of meditation, what are we talking about tonight?
We don't know now.
Don't know now.
Meditation?
Yeah, we could do meditation.
Got brain fog now.
Have you? That's because you've just been meditating.
No, that's not, yeah. Well, you've got brain fog. I feel like I'm drunk. How do you feel, Nick?
Mighty fine.
How about you, Nick?
I'm okay. Chilled.
Alright, let's go.
Relax.
Chillax. Is that a weird?
It is, I think.
Is it just what morons use?
How rude!
How do you use it?
No, but Nick's just used it.
Oh, sorry.
Who? I haven't.
Didn't you say chillax? No. Who said chillax?
You, I think.
Me?
You did, didn't you?
Anyway.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why? Chilling. What does chillax mean?
Chilling and relaxing at the same time.
Yeah. Is that bad? No?
I don't know. If you can do both.
I don't know. See, I've got brain fog. I didn't know. If I have said it, I don't know.
Put it on.
I don't think you said it, Kay.
No.
No. I don't know.
Right, meditation. There you go. There's one for you. Do that.
Yeah.
Transcendental meditation.
What's that, Nick?
Yes, transcendental. Let's discuss it.
Yeah, Nick, what's that, Nick?
I nearly paid £350 for that.
We'll charge you £220.
I did pay.
You
that,
did?
I did pay that much.
Is that why you won't tell me what it's about? Because you paid can't. For it.
It's the law.
It's a secret.
Yeah, and you haven't.
And I haven't.
I think why they charge you so much is because then you kind of value it more, because it's nothing that you that I couldn't tell you in two minutes to how to do it. So it is quite easy.
But you won't tell anyone?
I'll tell everybody I do.
How does transcendental meditation differ from normal meditation?
What
do you class as normal
meditation? But what transcendental meditation does, if you can imagine that you're a boat on the water, this is how I always remember it. So if you're the boat on the water, or a thing on the water, floating on the top, and then you have a mantra, which you're given by the person who's teaching you, and that's based on your age, and his age, and different things like that. That's how they come to give you your mantra. So what you do, basically, with transcendental is you keep saying your mantra.
When you say a mantra, is that just one word, or is it a line?
It's just one word for start with. They have, once you progress in transcendental, they give you two words. But I never went back to for that stage, because...
Was it another £350?
No, once you've done that, and then you go. I went to Manchester. I think it was the Quaker House in Manchester. So it was quite a long way to go for a meditation. But while we were doing it, you didn't get a certificate at the end of it. So all you needed to do was go the first time to get your
mantra,
to get your word.
So nobody else will have that word, just
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, loads of people have it.
Oh.
Because I forget how many words is. I think there's seven, maybe.
Oh, right, okay.
I can't remember exactly. Researching it.
I think for that much you'd have your own, nobody
else.
Well,
you would, wouldn't you? Really?
But you could. You could do. But the problem is, if I give you a word, and say, let me say, I give you the word tree, every time you said tree, you would think of a tree. Whereas these, I don't know what they mean.
No meaning Hindu. To your
words. No, they have got meaning, but it's Hindu, so the Hindu gods,
right.
Deities, should I say.
So transcendental, how does it differ? When you go into a meditation, how does it differ? Does it differ?
I think it massively differs from anything you've, any other meditation I've done. Because when you go transcendental, you're only there for a split second. And what it does, so if you just picture yourself on the top of the water and you keep saying your word and you go going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and then when you hit the sand, let's say the sand is the transcendental state.
So I'm on top of water?
No, I'm just how I visualise how you can...
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say...
No, you don't want to do it on top of water, you might drown.
We're going down to the firmament then, aren't we?
Yeah, you need to take your Lilo. Have you given me on the water?
Oh, right, okay.
A transcendental Lilo. No, when you came down... See, you put me off, don't you, all the time?
We got to the sand.
Yeah, so let's say the sand is the transcendental state. So as soon as I hit that sand, transcendental state, I become nothing. I'm no longer saying me word, me mantra, because I forgot it. But when you go out transcendental, your leg could kick out or your arm could flick out. So if you mentally storing issues, problems, whatever your mind's putting, strain and stress, I don't know what you would call it, into your body, what you're doing by doing transcendental, you're releasing, reversing the process. That's why your arm flicks out.
Me and Marie did that as a gong bath.
I was just going to say, can you get into that state without repeating the one word?
I bet you could, yeah.
Because Faye and I went for a gong bath, and we did that. Our arms moved without us realising or knowing.
We woke up with them like elevated or...
Literally,
and
the arms came up off the floor, and it was very, very strange.
Yeah, I suppose you can. But what happens then when your arm flicks or your leg flicks or something judders or whatever, it brings you back out of the transcendental state. And you know you're in the transcendental state because you kind of think to yourself, what am I doing? Then you realise, oh, I'm meditating. And, oh, yeah, I've got my mantra. And sometimes it took me a few seconds to remember what my mantra was. So that's how I knew I forgot. It was like everything was like a blank. And then you come back up and then you go down. And it's about a 20-minute cycle. First time I started doing it, I only went transcendental once, maybe. But now I can do it two or three times.
What's the purpose, Nick? What's the purpose of it being a different type of... Are you meant to have a different outcome or a different... What's the purpose of it?
It's like reversing all the stresses that you... Because your mind and body are connected. A lot of people don't think they are, but when they're connected and you're having anger issues or whatever, you're actually storing energy in your body from your mind, from whatever you're thinking. You know, I suppose that's why they say you got watch what you're thinking and all that.
And is that not the same for... I don't know. Don't like the word normal, but sort of the mainstream type of meditation that most people think of when you say meditation. Is that not the same?
For me, it isn't, and I'm no expert. But for me, I've done what we're saying is normal meditation is just sitting in the quiet. I've never gone transcendental
or mindfulness. Some people can call it, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and then guided meditation, you've got different again. But
what is breath work? Top of the fashion thing at the minute.
Doesn't that release the DMT in your brain?
I've read that.
Yeah, but I like cheating.
Just take it anyway.
DMT.
Yeah, it does.
Me and Marie are scaredy cats, though. We'd have to do the breath work.
No,
I think I'd probably pass out. Have you seen that guy, what he does? I think I would probably pass out.
I think they're close to passing out when they do it. I think that's why they're hallucinating.
It's like hyperventilating, isn't it? It's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you got like guided meditation where you can meet your guides. I suppose you could meet passed on loved ones, I don't know, with that. But I've just done that for meet your guides and little bits and pieces like that. It's, you know, supposedly align your chakras. And
when we do the meditation together before we do a podcast, we do it to kind of, I don't know what you would call it, sort of to try and tune in and tap into any sort of messages, if you like, don't
channeling.
We sort of try to do that to see what comes to us when we're,
yeah,
difficult to put it into words, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's good. That's what they do. That's what they do at the spiritualist churches. You like have a meditation to some kind of music. That's for yourself personally, just to where you're not supposed to be getting any information. Or I know people do. I do as well. But you're not supposed to be acknowledging any of the information you get during that stage. That's just purely for to get you in the right,
see, I was always told that you should acknowledge it because it won't go away until you do acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That is, you're right in what you say there. Maybe I said it a little bit wrong, but it's not, you don't
dwell
into,
on it.
You don't go into depth on, yeah, it. You kind of do acknowledge it and come back,
yeah,
5 minutes or whatever. And then we do the silent one normally. That's for, like, just 5 minutes of silence to get your messages on mediumship. That is obviously not, if you're just into meditation, that is, might not be a thing that you do.
I know you guys obviously have been doing it a lot longer than we have, and you meditate more than we do. But do you ever, even now, do you ever sit and try and meditate and you just can't do it?
I have done, yeah. Mm. Depends what's going on in your life. If you know, it's really hard to shut off.
It's not easy, is it?
No.
Meditation is not easy. People think it's just a case of sitting in a quiet room and closing your eyes and trying to relax yourself. It actually isn't easy to empty your mind.
I've had people say to me, how nice, you know, just sit there and think of nothing. I said, go on then.
Yeah.
Sit there and think of nothing.
It's not
do
easy.
It. Can't.
Not easy.
That, proper train yourself to do that.
I think that's where, you know, when people say, let things go and don't dwell on arguments and stuff, you know, and I try to do that in the day. There is some twats that get on me nerves. You know? But yeah,
I think some people can naturally do that a lot easier than others. Let go and forgive and forget, as they say, and just let go and put and push things to the back and not dwell on things on, you know, on a daily basis. Some people find that a lot harder than others, don't they, to be able to do that?
Mm.
Yeah, and then again, going back,
I think that comes with age.
Yeah, I think it does. I must be really old then, because I just try not to let anything bother me. Yeah.
I don't think everyone can.
I know some people are just angry all the time.
Everything.
Yes. Some people just like coiled springs, aren't they, constantly?
They need transcendental.
Yeah.
That can't be good for your health, can it? It cannot be good for your health to be constantly wound up and angry all the time.
Not at all.
That can't be right.
No. That's why it's good to do the transcendental. Yeah. We ought to do a version of that here. I know we have talked about
meditation.
Yeah. Obviously you won't get all the ceremony that you get when you,
the hypnosis is supposed to be good for it as well, isn't it? We touched on that before, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Hypnosis would probably be good.
I'd love to be hypnotised.
Would you?
Mm.
Why?
Regressed.
Oh, right.
Or hypnotised, I don't know. I went once. I went to see someone about stopping smoking years and years ago, but just kept laughing because my stomach kept rumbling. So
you took it serious then.
Couldn't do anything.
And that's why they charge you like £400, so you kind of set up and take notice of, you know.
Didn't wear it then?
No. Did it myself when I found out I was pregnant. I stopped smoking. But that was years before that. Yeah. So I would like.
So I think we should do that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So let's put it out there if you're interested in this meditation, Lark.
We're definitely doing a meditation now, definitely. I suppose we can, I don't know, can you swap it around each week or something? I don't know. Do you incorporate a couple of things per night or what?
I'll be honest, I know people might think it's, that's boring, but once you get into meditation, you can just come and just sit with everybody else. I think that makes a difference. If you're sitting with decent people,
yeah,
you know, respectful people, quiet. Yeah.
I think once you form like a bit of a circle.
Yeah.
I think you sort of bring your energies up to, you know, your vibrations, whatever people want to call it, to the same level as each other. I think you can achieve some really amazing things sometimes.
Yeah. But obviously that's the only problem when you put it out there, you don't know. I know we know most of the people that come here, but if you get strangers coming, you don't know what they're...
Energy. With the energy.
Last thing you want is someone who's sitting there angry, don't you? I wouldn't want that. But then, you know, they've got to lose the anger somewhere.
I can say they might
be
coming to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Why do you think, if I just ask, some time back when we used to go...
Bless you.
Excuse me. I couldn't stop it. I tried because I was mid-sentence. Quite a while back when we were doing meditation with the same... people, and we were doing it every week. We had the little meditation circle going. Why do you think that we were getting those kind of... Why do you think that when we do it regularly with the same people, because we've got a good sort of circle of energy, do things sort of start ramping up, if you like? Things start happening, we start experiencing things... Why do you think that happens?
Is it just
a build-up of energy? Or
I don't really know. I suppose it is.
Is it same as anything in life? The more you do, the better you get at it? I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
But why would meditation bring on... I don't know what you call it. Activity, whatever you want to call it, do you think? We're not... putting, you know, we're not investigating, we're not putting that out there, are we? We're sitting and we're meditating. I know subconsciously we may be asking for, you know, let things in and that, but I mean, we've done it and we've heard voices, we've felt somebody touching us, we've seen things.
But at that point, you're asking for stuff to happen, aren't you? You're asking for people to communicate with you, you're asking for, you know.
Yeah,
a sign or something. So,
but normally in the meditation that we do, and we're asking for communication, we all get. I mean, there have been occasions where more than one of us have had the same thing or seen the same picture or something. But normally, it's quite a personal thing because afterwards we talk about what each of us has seen or what we heard or whatever. But when we were doing that, we were sharing experiences regularly. It wasn't just you that heard somebody talking. It would be me, you, and Faye, or it would be Nick, Faye, and you. You know, and we would share the same experiences, which is a bit bizarre.
I don't know how that works. Obviously, it's got to be something to do with energy, and the more we do it, the faster we get to that point of connection. Maybe I don't know. I really don't know that. Because we have had it. Was you with us on the board when we heard the voice on the table?
What was this?
I don't know. I think it was Dave.
Oh, no, that was Dave, yeah.
Yeah, we were sitting doing a Ouija board and the planchette was moving and even my missus heard it and she's deaf.
Not completely deaf.
Charming.
No, she is actually deaf. I'm not just saying. I'm not just saying.
She's just not hard of hearing.
She actually is deaf in one ear.
Right, okay. So,
yeah, and she heard it. I don't know what you said, but you could clearly hear a voice, but we couldn't understand any of it.
But don't you kind of expect stuff like that when you're doing Ouija boards and when you're doing, because that's the kind of thing that you know, but I think when you're meditating,
yeah,
it's not what you expect, is it? Because, well, it isn't me anyway, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a build-up of energy that you put out there when we meditate, or whether it's because your vibrations change and your vibrations get higher, I don't know. But it certainly, I think, evokes some...
Maybe it's your spirit guide.
It was a form of mediumship, they really wanted, what we were doing then. I really...
It was a meditation though, nonetheless, yeah. Wasn't it? It was a meditation, not dissimilar to what we do here, really.
Perhaps we were getting closer to them. I know we think they're coming to us, but
if we were raising our vibrations, yeah, and yeah,
we might have actually been getting closer to them rather than the other way about.
Because I think a lot of people just think of meditation as in it's good for your mental health, it's calming, it's mindfulness, it's, and don't think of it in any other way. Mm. Whereas it is for us, it's a form of mediumship or a form of invitation.
I think the more time you spend with somebody, you do the same thing, I think you will pick stuff up. We've just got something similar just, haven't we?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it happens regularly, doesn't it? Where we get something similar.
Mm.
You know? But, I don't know, I can't explain it. I'm glad I can't explain it, else I wouldn't do it.
It's a bit like synchronicities.
Yeah, that's just...
We've still got to do another podcast on that.
Yeah.
So, what about the psychedelics then?
I can't join in this conversation.
You can. You're the expert.
I've never taken psychedelics. I don't know anything about them, so I'm happy. I'm happy to eat
the Haribos while you two.
Haribos.
We'll fire some questions
at you. Haribos.
I'm sure we'll fire some questions at you. So, psychedelics, how do they come into the picture?
Literally.
Nick forced them upon me one day.
Oh, dear.
Pusher.
I don't know about that. I think it was the other way around, wasn't it?
I don't know. Did mushrooms when I was a kid. Everybody does them, don't they? But
I never did.
Did you not?
I never did anything when I was a kid. Like that.
I thought I was going to die.
I did as well. Yeah. I did. I thought I was always going to die if I took them.
Yeah.
And now that's why we do take them.
That's why we do take them, so we can die and tell everybody about it.
I used to hear a lot of bad things about mushrooms, though, when I was younger.
Bad trips and stuff like that.
Like people jumping off car parks thinking they can fly and all sorts.
Cows chasing them.
Just ridiculous of that, isn't it? Jumping off a roof thinking you can fly. You'd think you'd start off from the ground, wouldn't you, really?
Is that a different sort of mushroom?
No, that'll be... What would that be?
A shiitake mushroom, I don't know.
A shiitake.
I don't know what it would be. I don't know.
You don't like any of them shit mushrooms.
It's not button mushrooms, is
button,
it?
Button. Dear. Tinned button mushrooms.
Chestnut.
Oh, there's nothing worse than horrible things. It's just mushrooms out of a tin. They're like slugs, aren't they?
Which ones? Button.
Any of them. Yeah, them
I love a chestnut. Chestnut mushroom.
So yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, my first encounter with them was ayahuasca.
Is that the tea, or is that a mushroom?
No, it's not. It's certainly not a tea. It's like a little glass of sludge.
Is that what the frogs?
Though, don't they? Ayahuasca tea.
No. They brew it out of the mimosa hostilis bark with a. Relief. So it's an inhibitor.
Get you with your big that. Words. Hey?
Actually
sounded like you knew what you were talking about then, Nick.
I assure you I don't.
So for those of us that never went to school, what does that mean? I don't do biology.
So that was my first encounter with psychedelics. I went to Italy to do that.
So you had the sludge?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Is this the one that put you purge?
Yeah, you're sick, for quite a lot.
Is that part of the process?
Yeah, you can't really move on till you be sick.
Oh.
And it's a bit gruesome.
So you put it in your system, and your system throws it out, yeah, and then you have your...
You only put a little bit in, like a little tiny cup, little tiny shot, like a bit like a shot of something, like that much. It's not a lot, but like a bucket load comes back out.
It's obviously poisonous of some sort, because it wouldn't evoke that response, would it, if it wasn't poison?
No, but your body isn't, your body doesn't chuck out the active ingredient, which is the DMT. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the
effects of it.
You wouldn't have the trip.
Mm.
And the inhibitor, I can never say that word. I don't know if I said it right. Stops your body from breaking it down and getting rid of it. That's why it lasts for 8 hours.
Oh, bloody hell.
So once you've had it, if it has a bit of an adverse effect, you're screwed. There's no stopping it, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you how you stop it?
You tell us how you stop it, Nick.
You open your eyes.
Yeah, but then every time you close them again, you're in it again.
You go back. When you close your eyes, you go back. Ever so weird. It's brilliant. Love it.
Open your eyes.
So if you open your eyes, it all stops, but the second you close them again, it kicks in again.
Yeah.
But you've got that for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I only had, I don't even know if I've said it on this podcast before. The first time I had it, I had a brilliant experience, but it wasn't a brilliant experience for 8 hours, probably an hour. And then, what happened was, I took it, purged, and then two ready break beans come to me, one blue, one green. You know, like the
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, when you see like a
aura.
Aura, yeah. Two of them, and they said, we want to take you to meet somebody. So they took me to this woman, alien looking, white, like a Nordic alien that you see on the telly.
Mm.
A little bit like that. And then, she said, I'm your mother. That's what she said. And then I got loads of little random images of like cars and all different kind of weird stuff. And then she took me to the well, and like a brick well, but when you look down, it was like a wormhole. You could see it all spiraling. And that was the end for me, because it was spiraling down. I was like, there's no way I'm going down there.
Mm.
And I opened my eyes, and that was it.
And it stopped.
It stopped. And I've done it 7 times since then.
But then that's lasting 8 hours. So what happened it for the other 8?
It didn't last. I was all chilled and whatever, and I was trying to get back and to something, but nothing. And then after that, I did another 7 goes of it. Not on the same night. Other nights I've been all over to do it, and I've never had another psychedelic trip off that. The 7 times.
What have you had?
Nothing.
Didn't affect you at all.
No, the only time it affected me was when I was a bit peed off that I wasn't having an experience. I had more. I asked for more. They give me more, and they give me these little concentrated little rocks you have to swallow. That was like concentrated the DMT. And the next morning, all I saw was big black splodges everywhere, on like black holes all the way around everywhere.
Did they say that once you've experienced it, then it doesn't work again?
No, it doesn't. Should do, and it doesn't really matter about the amount you have, because the shaman that we had, he can take the tiniest little bit to get there. And he doesn't need, you know, like when you people say they have an intolerance to stuff. He didn't have an intolerance. What he had was less and less. Mm. And he could still get back to the DMT.
And do you connect that experience as being something spiritual? Or is it just exactly, it just makes you hallucinate into weird things you don't normally see? Is that just what you, are those images just weird stuff that's in your brain anyway and it just helps it come out? Or do you think it's a spiritual?
No, them people who were met on the first time, they were real. I know it sounds mad, but they were real, real people. Just, I know it sounds like you're just tripping and... You know, people who do loads of it will just think, "Oh, you're just tripping." Because there's a couple of kinds of people. There's people who treat it as something spiritual, and there's some people just treat it as a trippy drug, which is fine. But that's not for me. I like to treat it as spiritual. I think that's the way it is.
And what about you, Nick? Medjorn, sorry.
I've never had it.
Keeping you keeping you awake, I apologise.
I've never had it. So I can't really comment on it.
But what you have had...
is lovely.
Simply lovely.
Lovely. It's like you were asking just about his 8-hour trip. You have to understand that. Just say on mushrooms or brownies or whatever. You're on a trip for 8 hours. It isn't just a massive hallucinogenic trip for 8 hours. You could go an hour where you're just chilling, you know? So it sort of breaks up. When you have brownies, the brownie what we have, you go through five phases of ridiculousness, you know?
I don't need a brownie.
The first hour, you'll laugh at everybody over nothing. You're just laughing over nothing. And another thing, you think you're having a conversation and you think you've finished the conversation and you haven't. Then you're thinking, well, why aren't they answering me? You know, and I'll just say, like, we were sort of having a conversation, weren't we? And not finishing what we were saying, but we knew what... It was dead hard to explain.
Yeah, it was like telepathy, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was dead weird. And then you're having hallucinations and different crazy shit. It's nuts. And then you're chilling again, and then you can go through a bit of a paranoid state with it, or and then you can just have a ridiculous state, and then it just fizzles out in the end, you know what I mean? So... Yeah. Well, there's about four or five stages through it, isn't there?
And that's why you need to be in a good setting.
No,
but you need to be in a good setting because, obviously, if you get to the paranoid stage, that's when you don't want to be... You want that bit over, done with, paranoid state, don't you? So if you're in a bad space where if people were laughing and joking around, just being arseholes or whatever, it could go really wrong.
Mm.
That. Yeah, but that's like what's it, isn't it? That's like on the with the magical brownies.
Can't you think in that moment, can't you, when you're in that paranoid state and like you say, if there's people chatting or maybe you see somebody whispering and you think like, you know, they're talking about me, they're taking the piss out of me. In that moment, can't you actually have a word with yourself and go, it's just the mushrooms or it's just the brownies?
I'll tell you what did happen. I'll tell you what did happen.
I know what you say. Go on.
No. This last time we took him, something similar to that happened. Right. And then I started to take the piss out myself, if you know what I mean. I thought, they weren't taking the piss out of me, but I'll be honest with you, last time I had them, I only had about 10, 15 minutes of this paranoid state. it wasn't really that bad, you know. But then you're looking at everybody in there, and then you're just laughing to yourself and thinking, well, it isn't as bad as them, is it? And you know, and things like this, and it's just dead weird. So it didn't really get me. But we took him before, and one of Nick's mates thought we were all going to kill him.
Yeah, he kept trying to escape, didn't he?
Kept trying to run off to do this paranoid state.
See, that's not a pleasant experience. No.
But he doesn't normally eat any of the brownies.
Yeah.
He normally just comes and partakes in a little bit of a drink. But yeah. He come late, didn't he? And he was whacking the drink in him. He was whacking the brownies in him. He was putting the music on. That's
problem is, he had about six brownies and
yeah, you only need one.
And he was blitzed, to be fair. You got to do what's it, Marco, don't you? He just had one, didn't he? Every time we go, he just has one, and he's fine. He just chills.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, stupid question, but a serious one nonetheless. Why do you do it?
Because it says, because it takes you away, completely away from normal life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound...
No, it sounds some
I'm not doing it justice, really, with what I'm saying. It's, no. No, I'm not.
Not salad.
Which is okay.
Depends what you, which one you're talking about as well. Because my favourite is DMT.
Yeah, then that's a different thing. Mushrooms are ace.
Yeah,
I was never paranoid. That was lovely. The mushrooms are just lovely. I'm happy I sat on a rock and sat on my own for an hour meditating, seeing funny shit in the sky. And it was like I was living like a Sergeant Pepper world, you know. It was ace. It's funny. I was just laughing and just getting on with it myself. But I did have to go away from everybody. To find a spot where I wanted to be and enjoy it. And it was good.
So normality mixes with it then at some point,
yeah,
doesn't
it?
So you can see normal and then all of a sudden you can't.
With mushrooms you can. With DMT, once you've had that, unless you're like rudely awakened by the dustman.
I think it's the control thing that I don't like being in control of... Yeah.
The problem is... With a DMT, it isn't a problem. The good thing is you're only in for a couple of minutes.
Mm.
And no matter how bad you might think it might be, it's only going to last for a couple of minutes. Yeah. But you can't go into it thinking it's going to be bad.
Or else it will be.
With a girl had some, didn't they? Who we were with. And I knew she'd had a lot. A real good smoke. Because she went to the stage where I've been to. Didn't she? She come out, opened her eyes, she says, am I ever going to get out of this? And that's when I knew she'd had plenty and she was right in it. She really broke through. She didn't think she was ever going to come out of it.
But
and
if it can, was that...
You can do that.
She was worried.
At that point, and I assured her, I had all the evidence, and I assured her, everything will be okay. You will come out of it. Just enjoy yourself. She sat straight back down. And loved it, loved everything.
But I was going to say, if it's that fantastic, why would she even be worried about whether she was going to come out of it or not?
It's that bizarre. It's mental. It can be that ridiculous. You probably think, well, I couldn't live in this all my life.
Because your body naturally produces this, doesn't it, at the point of death or near death.
Birth, dreaming and death, apparently. But I don't dream, so that's...
You do?
Yeah, I do, because I do remember odd occasions, but I would like to remember I'd like to remember them all.
See, closest I've ever got is that gas and air they give you in
that's good, isn't
at hospital, yeah. Amazing that is. Yeah, you don't want to let go of that, do you? Good. You're not having that back. No way.
See, this is how boring I am. I was just thinking about when I asked you sort of why you do it, and you say it just takes you away from, you know, normal everyday humdrum life for a little while, so it's a bit like an escape, isn't it? Whereas if anybody asked me what I would do for that bit of an escape, I'd probably just say just go for a walk around in the countryside. Do you know what, I don't drink tea, but yeah, like I go for a walk, or you know, I'll get in the car and I'll go and drive somewhere quiet and just sit in the car.
But that's
just
everyday life. This is away from reality.
I don't know if I want to get away from reality.
I know you've said this all the time, but what happens, right? What happens if, when you die, it's total shit, and you'll think, God, I wish I'd had some DMT.
Do you think that would be your thought?
Yeah, I would.
If definitely. When you died it was shit, the first thing that come into your head was, I wished I'd have had DMT.
Yeah, I believe so. Because you'd be there looking down and we're on DMT and you think, God, I wish I'd had some of that.
No.
And he says, "What? Well, I know it sounds strange, but when you're coming back from this DMT realm, I do sometimes think, oh, shit, I'm back. When I realise where I am, I'm like, oh."
Well, that's what people that have near-death experiences say, don't they? They don't want to come back.
Yeah, dead disappointed.
They didn't want to come back.
I think a near-death experience, I listen to loads of stuff on near-death experiences, and they all describe exactly the experiences as I've had. Because all mine, I haven't been... just like trippy stuff. Some of mine, I have actually physically popped out my body and seen myself lying on the floor without all the mad colours, what everyone always reports. Only a couple of times, maybe three times I've done that. Once I was out my body, kneeling over myself, and then popped out my body again, and I was standing over myself, so there was three people in the room, three of me and Nick and the other guy who was in the room. But the only weird thing is, right, and I think it worried him a bit, didn't it, when I looked at Nick and the other guy who was sitting in the other corner, I could see Nick, but when I looked at the other guy, it wasn't him, it was somebody else, which was so weird. It wasn't... He changed.
Somebody else completely, or was it him but different, no, if that makes sense?
Somebody completely different, which was weird. I told him not after, didn't I? He was a bit panicked by it, but... Yeah, we've had lots of weird...
I'll stick to me walk in the countryside.
No, but Faye does
jammy donut.
Faye wants to get on it.
He wants to get on it.
Yeah.
It scares me.
It does. What
scares you about it?
Don't know. What if I die?
It's the unknown, isn't it? It's unnatural and unknown. That's what's scary about it.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's unnatural now, in our society now. But I don't think it wasn't unnatural thousands of years ago.
I mean, your experiences is it's an unnatural experience. You know, you've even said you can't. You see colours that you can't explain.
Yeah, it's
colours. You see beings and things that are out of this world. So it's an unnatural experience, isn't it? To what we know as natural.
Yeah, but most of the people who've made these breakthrough things in science and these theories and everything, if you actually look into their story, they've all took hallucinogenics, aren't they? Most of them have been on LSD or
what, and you think that's a connection from what they've achieved in their life?
Yeah, they actually do. Some of them do say that, don't they? And like you got the story of the burning bush in the Bible. The burning bush supposedly was an acacia tree, which is packed with DMT. And if it was burning and they were inhaling it, maybe. And that's why it probably started talking to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. We've had lots of experiences, haven't we?
Yeah. Even these, the seers and everything, back thousands of years ago, the Hindu meditating, they took a drink called Soma, which is a mixture of opium and marijuana. It's an hallucinogenic.
Isn't that in the Bible?
No, it's in the Vedas. It might be in the Bible as well, I don't know.
I think it's in the Vedas.
It's, and every, they call it a sacrifice. Every time they had a sacrifice, they had this drink. But what the sacrifice actually is, it's just a meditation to God. But they had that, and they've seen all these. So the stuff you were doing, with all your chakras and everything.
Can you reiterate that?
No, with all your chakras and all that, that all came from this. Mm.
Do you know, I often think about that. I often think, you know, what's the stuff that comes off a frog?
Buffo.
Yeah.
That's a toad.
That's
the
right,
buffo comes from the toad, which is
Cambo, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, there's Cambo.
That's off the tree frog. You know the poisonous darts?
Yeah.
That's Cambo.
See, I often think to myself, because isn't the one where there's like a leaf and it's mixed with something else?
That's DMT.
Okay.
Ayahuasca, sorry.
So it's like, who and how ever discovered? If you mix that with that, it does this.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's like, whoever discovered.
I think the story went back.
And why would they? Why would they?
Weren't the monkeys eating it or something, and they were acting strange, falling out of trees and stuff like that. There was something ridiculous that thinking, what's that? What's going on there?
Like, somebody actually had to find that specific leaf and mix it with that.
Well, it's been hundreds of years, a thousand, it's been going back forever. You know, it's only recently that the Western world has got hold of it.
But that what Nick's just said about the burning bush and stuff, I suppose once you've got that kind of idea into your head, you can go back to all sorts of different stories and then think, actually, was that because they took this, or was that because they drank that, or because they'd eaten this?
Yeah, definitely. There's something about with the camels, weren't there?
No, there's reindeer, isn't there?
The reindeer, sorry.
That's where Santa comes from, is the muscari or mushroom or something. Reindeers eat it, and then when they have a wee, the wee is psychedelic. So they used to drink the wee.
Who did?
The locals.
Santa? No, but that's where the story of Santa comes from, though.
Who drank the reindeer wee?
The elves. I don't know. That's where the elves come from, because the people who these
drank
reindeer
it, saw elves.
No, the reindeer herders.
Yeah.
Look like elves. They had the shoes on, the curly, you know, like an elf. They look like they dressed like that.
They weren't little.
So who drank the reindeer wee? The reindeer herders.
Yeah.
And then they hallucinated.
Yeah, because the reindeer were eating these mushrooms.
Yeah. So what? How did Santa come around then?
Once they drank the wee and they were hallucinating, the reindeer started flying and stuff. That's where the flying reindeers used to come from.
I don't know about Santa, I don't know that.
No,
but I knew about
Santa,
the reindeer.
That's why he's red and white, because he's the same colour as that mushroom. You know,
I thought Coca-Cola invented him, the red and white one.
It was green and white, start with the thing.
Yes,
well,
yes,
was,
yes, I
right,
thought
then.
I
so who's St. Nicholas?
Me.
You too,
I thought St. Nicholas was Santa.
Yeah, well, that's St. Nicholas. Yeah. Supposedly Santa.
Yeah, but that's where when they used to pick the mushrooms and used to dry them out, they used to hang them on the tree. That's where the Christmas tree decorations come from. They're replicating, hanging the mushrooms on
are
the tree.
Are you looking at me and smiling?
No. I know, I think I'm it
not.
Sounds like a P-Take story this does,
no,
doesn't
not.
It?
No, it's not. And the reason that Santa's is said to go down the chimney is because the... Like the,
was it that swirly hole you saw?
Yeats or whatever they call, you know, the things that they...
The tent things.
The glamping pods. Yeah,
the bell tents. The bell tents.
Because where they lived, and it was harsh weather, all the door was always covered, so the snow was like up to the roof. So when they were walking on the snow, they were virtually walking on the roof, and that's why they went down the hatch where the smoke come out from the chimney, and they used to leave these mushrooms as presents.
Don't get that now, do we?
No. You two wouldn't have them if they left him,
you? You have to make him a pizza night.
And that's and that's why the Earth's flat.
So don't even... So what you're saying is when a strange man comes into your house uninvited, breaking and entering, essentially, down your chimney, and leave some sort of psychedelics there, we meant get up the next day and just take whatever somebody's left there.
And give them to us.
And then give
them
to us.
Is that the same
guy
that puts your Christmas decorations away?
I'll have to have a look at that.
He's climbing back up that chimney then.
I'll have to have a look at that, because Red put ours up the other day. back up the loft.
That's a load of bollocks.
Literally.
Literally,
what? Now I'm going to have to start googling this Santa and mushroom malarkey now.
Are you winding us up?
No. No, honestly.
That's a lovely story, isn't it?
It is, but are you winding
up? No, I promise you. Promise.
Why would reindeer herders drink reindeer wee anyway?
You don't get that experience when you go to Lapland, though, do you?
Not anymore.
Is that the executive experience?
You have to pay more for that.
Definitely, look it up, honestly, I'm not lying to you.
You should have talked about this on a Christmas special rather than in January, really.
Yeah.
Instead of Krampus.
I don't know, did we do Krampus?
No. I don't think we did.
I don't know nothing about Krampus. At all, nothing at all. Don't know.
Was he born out of mushrooms or...?
No, I don't know nothing about him. Just used to nick kids, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bad man.
Bad man. Just like Peter Pan. He was the baddie, wasn't he, Peter Pan?
Why?
Why? Because he used to kidnap young kids and Captain Hook used to try again back.
Oh.
Captain Hook was the hero, wasn't he?
Are you winding me up again?
No.
It's because he has that silly grin on his face, isn't it, when he's telling you, like, because taking I know you, the wet. Like that, when he's telling you.
I know you're not going to believe me, that's why.
He looks you directly in the eyes.
I know, yeah.
As well.
I know.
Have you ever read Peter Pan?
I've only watched the film.
And me. That's why I don't know.
Bad guy, Peter Pan.
So he steals children?
Well, he does.
And Captain Hook tries to get them back?
Knocking on the windows at night and stuff.
It's like Salem's Lot.
Take him to his island. It sounds familiar.
Watched that the other week, actually.
Salem's Lot.
You mentioned it, and I thought, oh, I haven't seen that for years. So.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
He died, didn't he, David Soul? Oh, it's like him. Silver Lady.
Never seen.
Played on the radio the other day.
Don't give up on us, baby. I like that one. I had a poster of him.
Did you?
I had a poster.
Same one as on the Enfield Haunting.
Oh yes, they had one on Enfield Haunting. Yeah,
did they?
And yeah.
The Enfield,
David
Soul.
The
most famous picture of the Enfield Haunting when she's flying between the two beds.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a David Soul poster on the wall.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like David Soul.
Yeah.
Shame.
They've got.
Who's 80, Ronnie? Is that a good innings, Annie?
They've got Donny Osmond, haven't they, at East Drive?
Donny Osmond?
Poster of Donny Osmond at East Drive. David Soul at Enfield. Donny Osmond at East Drive.
Oh, dear. Which is ridiculous because it all went on in the 60s.
Well, when was Donny Osmond around?
I don't know. Late 70s, Ronnie, I don't
was
know.
Was he? I don't know.
Did he do Puppy Love?
I've got no idea.
That might be Jimmy. Yeah, it might have done.
Donny Osmond.
Jimmy Osmond did Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
The Osmonds, weren't they? I don't know, anyway. Was it the 60s, 70s, I don't know.
I'm going to have a look.
Yeah. I'm just looking at them gummies on the table there. We're going to have to...
What about Shawaddy Waddy?
Psychedelic one in. So
yeah.
Just don't
know.
Just put it in there and
lucky
dip.
They were 70s, weren't they? I can remember them, yeah, when I was a kid. I can remember that.
I like Shawaddy Waddy.
Mm, 1971.
Oh.
Donny Osmond.
Mm, could have been then. You got that at East Drive, have they? Osmonds.
Yeah. Isn't there now, is it?
I don't know.
Don't tell us, it's there now.
Yeah. Yeah, the Donny Osmond poster's up there now. It was on the video when she was doing it.
All right, I don't know. Because the actual haunting, I think it happened in 69, was it? And then nothing happened for 18 months and it started again in 72.
Okay.
I think.
Anyway. I know I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
It's not like us, is it?
Stop smirking.
No, of course. No. What do you think about the Miami aliens?
Do you know what, Nick?
Project Blue Beam.
I can honestly 100% say I have not heard I don't know anything about them.
I don't either.
Nothing about them. I've not heard anything.
Yeah, but you know the guy that was giving all that information? He's done another video, hasn't he, saying I wasn't even in Miami. It wasn't me.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I wasn't in Miami. So it's like the same as the girl on the plane.
Oh, right,
you do
okay.
It, say it all.
Is this a recent thing, then?
Say they haven't said
so,
it.
Yeah. So what's New happened Day. Now, then?
Huh?
New Year's Day wanted.
Was it New Year's Day?
Yeah, the whole police force. Them videos look real to me, with all the police cars. There's loads, isn't there?
Mm. So there was apparently, the video that's going around on TikTok shows all these police cars pulling up in Miami outside a shopping centre thing.
Mm-hmm.
We only see, on TikTok, you see everyone running away from the shopping centre.
Right.
And then they show you a very blurred, imagine with all the CCTV and everything, a very blurred picture of these 8-foot things walking round. Yeah.
Now, if you've seen the same video as I've seen, I don't know how you've seen anything that's 8 foot, because I couldn't make anything out at all.
So, what the main story is, somebody's put on and put the phone call between the police on and saying it's a load of bull, basically. They put the phone call with the police on saying that there was a disturbance in a car park and a great ruck of over 100 teenagers were fighting or something.
Right.
Right. So then there's another story that was saying by people that were there saying, well, there's three stories. I think. Yeah, another story saying these teenagers were actually messing with something. Somebody said it looked like a DVD player that opened up a portal and these things came out. So they dispersed and started running.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
You okay, Nick? No. Do you want a drink?
No, let's go get a drink.
Dear.
Dying.
Don't say that.
Okay, so then there's another story of that it happened inside
the
shopping centre, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then somebody's... where's my phone? Because I've got the messages on there. Saying that... the reason there's no... Because people are asking, well, in this day and age, again, we've got blurry pictures. Why haven't got pictured anything? They were saying we were surrounded and they wouldn't let anyone in or out of where they were. And anyone that did try to come out, they were taking the phones off them and deleting anything that was on the phone that they've got.
So what's the official...
Well, we don't know.
But what's the official story that they are saying happens? They must be putting out...
They're saying that there was kids fighting.
So why would you have that many police turn up armed?
It was the whole police force,
and military. You wouldn't, would you?
Now I've looked. I've not heard anything at all about it. So it's not. It can't be very prevalent out there. It can't be plastered everywhere. So they're not making a big deal out of it, are they? Because I've not seen anything. The only thing I've seen. Is the video that Nick shared, and I honestly, Nick, I could not see anything. I could see the police cars, and I could see a few people. I couldn't see anything.
The guy that I've got. Hold on, let me read you out. Let me read you what. Bear with.
So, what do you think, Nick? What do you think of it?
I don't know. I think if something was there, I think it's just smoke screens with. I don't think it was a portal.
So this guy says, "I was at the Miami Mall yesterday, and the government is lying. There were no kids fighting. Everyone started panicking because these grey creatures were walking around. They didn't make any noise or sounds, but stared and watched you move. I tried to take a video, but." On every time I would try to, it would just bug out. They set a perimeter and wouldn't let anybody out or in unless they went through their photos. We were visited by aliens and the government is covering it up. They were about 6 to 7 feet tall and walked very slowly. They could turn their head around completely and it seemed like they could change form. Sorry, there's a thing over there. Change form. Like they didn't have any bones and could bend their body in whatever way. No fingers or feet, just arms and legs. They could also seemingly teleport. They weren't walking around normally, but instead disappearing and then quickly reappearing somewhere else. This allowed them to walk through some of the glass displays in the mall and through walls you couldn't escape if they wanted to kill. But they didn't seem aggressive, nor did they seem like they wanted to kill anybody. It almost seemed like they were lost, but they also weren't scared of the army or police that was all around. They must have felt like they were far superior. There's a bit missing at the top, and then it says something period yesterday. They shut down police scanners in Miami area for hours. It wasn't intentional. They had no choice. Whatever these creatures are, interfered with electronics. Why is there no video of this fight they're all talking about? This was posted earlier and I cannot verify its authenticity. All I can say is that this looks very similar to what I and others reportedly saw. No fingers or legs, anatomically consistent with being beings that glide as opposed to step. So I don't know. And then there's that picture, which that's the top of its head. There, looking down in its feet. It's like a drone from the top looking down on its head.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's just a zoom in, I think, of that other isn't it?
Yeah, it's just.
My issue with things is, it wasn't so long ago that people were putting videos and pictures of these AI things around, sitting at football games and stuff in America, saying, you know, they've got them in. And it was all for the new film called The Creator, and they were all publicity stunts, and people were taking it serious and scaremongering and putting it all over the place. So I'm like, especially in America, is it a film that they were making? And you know what I mean? You just don't. So much false news and ridiculousness about these days. And I wonder sometimes if they do it on purpose. So it does confuse people. So they don't believe the real stuff because you can't differentiate between the two. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, definitely.
We won't know. No doubt something will come out in a couple of weeks' time.
Mm.
No.
Should I check on Nick? Just make sure he's not choked to death. You just talk between yourselves for a minute.
I can't because he keeps smirking at me.
Stop smiling, Nick.
Well, I know. Smiling. Terrible, isn't it? Coming here, being happy and everything.
Give me an almond. Yeah, so I don't know, Nick. I really don't know.
Some people are saying it's to stop it, divert attention from the list.
You know. Everyone's gone beyond that, though, now, aren't they? Everybody knows that it's going to be a fake list anyway, because they've messed with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, nice. Where have you had them from?
I made them myself.
How's my dad know?
Pumpkin.
How have you done them? Tell me.
This is the recipe for my pumpkin seed.
I've tasted them, Marie.
No, I'm not a big seed lover.
Go on. I've just been really shocked. The green ones.
Is this what you're talking about on a podcast?
Sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I've got to fill the time. Now the experts are back, we can get back into it.
Yeah. Go on, Marie. Put them all in, go on. Really nice.
Oh, don't diss me seeds. Oh, you're joking. Beautiful.
I don't like nuts, and they taste like nuts.
Do you eat veg?
No.
You're joking.
No.
Don't eat nuts. Oh. You don't eat veg.
No. Sorry, Nick. My hand in his nuts now.
Oh, dear.
One more time, hold on. I won't have any more now.
Are they just pumpkin seeds that you've put salt on?
Please, can you tell me how you've done them?
They're just pumpkin seeds you've put salt on.
They're not down. Yeah, you've done
are.
Something
else. No, they are.
Have you roasted them?
On a pan, just
a dry them in. A dry roast.
Just in the dry pan, put some salt and a little bit of pepper in.
Oh, I'm having someone on.
Can you explain to us why you're eating pumpkin seeds, Nick? Because it's very interesting.
I'll tell you why I'm eating pumpkin seeds. Because I don't want to eat them psychedelic jellies that all you lot are eating.
I know, I much prefer them.
No.
Can you tell us the real reason why you're eating pumpkin seeds?
Because I'm a big fatty and I've got to lose weight and stop eating.
Do they help?
Sweets. Well, the pumpkin seeds are supposed to kill your parasites in your body. So that's what I'm trying to do. Because I crave sugar. Yeah, we're talking about psychedelics, but there's nothing more addictive than that old sugar.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get off it. Just set all them.
We had a conversation the other night about parasites in your body. How many parasites you have in your body? You must have thousands of them.
You even have
parasites that live in your eyelashes and all sorts of things, don't you? So, and Nick was saying that it's the parasites that cause your cravings. So, what you would normally put in your body, if you stop then putting that in your body, that's why you crave it. That's where your cravings are coming from, because that's what they're used to having, so they want it, kind of thing, yeah?
So when they die, what happens?
They do a little wee.
So, yeah.
And that's what...
They release gases, yeah?
It will be after these...
So apparently there's certain foods that kill the parasites, right. But once your body parasites have died, you can't just leave them there, because when they die, they release all the toxins and all the gases.
That they've had.
So you have to then flush them out, them through. So the pumpkin seeds can kill the parasites. Mm. And then how did you get them out of your neck afterwards? Flush them through?
Fermented cabbage.
Fermented cabbage. Sauerkraut.
Yeah. I love it. I've had a big jar over the last 2 days. A massive jar.
What does it taste like?
Pickled.
It's like pickled cabbage, but it's not in pickle. It tastes red.
Is
cabbage.
It sweet or sour?
No, it's not red.
Sorry, Nick.
It is pickly, but they make it with just water and salt. So it's not vinegar that they put in it.
What does it taste like? Like pickled red cabbage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can give that. You can give that to dogs, you know, if they've got up upset stomach.
I can eat pickled red cabbage, so would I be able to eat sauerkraut?
Yeah. Try it, honestly.
Just on its own?
Where's that from? Any?
Mainly in the Polish Isles and stuff like that.
Is it German sauerkraut?
But I think in the Polish... I think it's in two sections. I think there's an English version, but...
You buy them in the bag, I suppose, do you?
Now I'm addicted to these now.
Pack foods.
And pack foods, a big bag of.
Yeah, because you get...
In pack food, what's that? Is that a name of a shop?
Yeah, pack foods.
Where's that?
It's two now.
There's one in Shelton and one in Dresden.
And they all sell Asian foods.
Don't I be able to get them from Morrison's?
Like. Yeah, but they're in a small pack and they're dead expensive.
Oh.
They were something like £4 for a kilo.
Big, can't big help bag. It.
Nice, aren't they?
I prefer them than them.
Mm.
Now. So that'll stop a craving? Right.
No, it just stops me shoving things in my face.
It don't stop me.
I suppose why you're eating them. You're not eating them, are you?
No, but there's a lot of fibre in that. In them seeds, there's loads of fibre.
What are they? Pumpkin seeds.
Then. Yeah.
I used to have a mate who used to always eat sunflower seeds.
I bet the same. Like almonds. I love almonds.
You have to shell them, don't you?
Yeah.
The sunflower seeds.
These do. These are shelled. Please have a shell on.
So
I haven't got to pull all the shells off them.
No.
So pumpkin seeds are rich in antioxidants, healthy fats and minerals. Possible benefits of eating pumpkin seeds include boosting bone health, sexual well-being,
Hey.
That's why it's hard, isn't it? Yeah, boosting your bone health.
And your immune system. Boost your immune system.
What about almonds? He's got a mixture of almonds.
Almonds are good.
Almonds are just nice.
I don't like any nuts. I don't like nuts.
You can't really say on...
Especially when they're pouring your Christmas decorations away.
Almond benefits. So they're healthy fat, fibre, protein, magnesium and vitamin E. The benefits of almonds include lower blood sugar levels.
That's why they're in there.
They reduce blood pressure and lower cholesterol levels.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, I've got a new treat now.
Just whack them in your pan. To be honest.
No oil, nothing.
I did them yesterday. I guess we turned into a cookie show. No, but this is healthy, so... you know, if you help somebody out, because they are nice, aren't they?
Bloody lovely.
So, I did them yesterday. I had one of them cups yesterday, and I put salt and pepper in a pan, and just whacked them in and stirred them about a bit. What I found is the salt didn't stick to the nuts, seeds, whatever. So, in the end, I had loads of salt at the bottom. I've also done this on this tub. Just put a little pinch of sugar in.
Sugar?
Yeah.
I thought we were going away from sugar.
No, I know, but it's tiny bit. And it just, I suppose you could use something else, but I did this. I haven't Googled this recipe and stuff.
What about brown sugar? That's a bit better.
Probably.
Isn't it?
And it just, when it caramelises, it helps the salt stick to the nut. I suppose you could use
that. That's what I can taste then.
What?
Like caramelisation.
That's why you like it then. You don't like the actual seeds.
Yeah, I do.
They're nice. They are.
Just a pinch in there for that whole lot, just one little pinch of sugar.
So is that how you buy them, Nick? Do you have to cook them?
No.
You can eat them out the bag?
Yeah, just eat them straight out the bag.
I like yours.
We can see.
Yeah, you can get in them.
You're not so nice.
Get in them. Oh, dear. Well, I think that's quite a mixture for this evening. Nick nearly choked to death. We've talked about psychedelics, meditation, and you had a little bit of a cooking instruction at the end
nuts.
Of it.
Well, yes.
Nick's nuts.
Nick's mixed nuts.
Next, it'll be...
They're nicer than Nobby's nuts, they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So next week, join us for a nut casserole.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf's going to be in the studio. Oh.
Via Ouija board.
Yeah.
Mind your dad?
Yeah.
Poor old Meatloaf.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah. So, are we done then?
Yes.
So. We're done for tonight.
Mm. Yeah. That's it then.
Well, thanks for listening again.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, lovely spread.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Lovely, great, smashy.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. See you.